Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 25th day of Kislev, the first day of Chanukah, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah is going to tell us that sometimes a ketana, you have a case of a minor who doesn't even need to give miyun. Miyun is a way of getting out of a marriage that was midrabanan. For example, if her brother or mother married her off when she was under 12, she can get out of that with miyun, just refusing. However, sometimes she doesn't even need to do that. The marriage is so weak that it doesn't even require miyun. Ezohi ketana shetzricha lamayin. What type of ketana requires to give miyun to do this official refusal when she wants to get out of the marriage? Kol shehisi uha am ima v'achau. If the mother or the brother has married her off, ledaito, with her consent. She knew about the marriage and she's going, and she was married off by the mother or brother, then she needs to get out of it with miyun. Now, how does miyun work? She can simply say, I don't want him anymore. I don't want him as my husband. Or she can say, I don't want the kiddushin that my mother and my brother put me into. Or even if there was, it can be so casual that even if there were guests, for example, seated around the table in her husband's house, and she's serving and giving them the drinks, and she says to them, you know what, I don't want my husband. That, I don't want to be married to my husband. That is already good enough for a miyun. Hisi'ua shalela daita. What happens, however, says the Mishnah, if they married her off, mother and brother, without her consent, without her knowledge? Eino tzricha lamayin. It's so weak then that the marriage does not even need a miyun for her to get out of it. It's as if she was never mukadeshes. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Hanina ben Antignos Omer, kol tinoikos she'eina ye'eina yochoila lishmar kiddushah. Any child that is not able to, doesn't have the sense to keep her kiddushin, that means the money or the shtar of kiddushin, eino tzricha lamayin, she doesn't need to even give miyun. When you look at the Rambam paskins, and he says, what type of a ketana needs to give miyun? From 6 to 10, an age of 6 to 10, we would check her out to see, does she know what kiddushin means? Does she know how to take care of the kiddushin and watch over it? Not just like a precious object, but to what? Not just like a lolly or something like that. She knows how to keep it as kiddushin. Then such a woman needs miyun. If she's between the age of 6 and 10 and has that minimum knowledge. If she doesn't know how to keep the kiddushin, she doesn't even need to get miyun. She just goes back to her mother's house and it's as if she was never married. We do this test between the age of 6 and 10, test of her intellect. If she's less than 6 years old, then even if she understands or she knows that she has to take care of the shtar kiddushin, then she doesn't need miyun. It's simply too young. If she's more than 10, then even if she's not sharp at all, even though she doesn't know how to take care of her kiddushin, nevertheless, she will need miyun. This is all in a case where the marriage was with consent. If, however, the mother or brother married her off, or some other relative other than the father, if anyone of the family married her off other than the father, and it was without her knowledge even, or without her consent, she doesn't even need to do miyun to get out of it. It's really nothing. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein ma'ase ketana klum. The act of a minor has no significance. She's not considered married. The whole relationship is like one of a de facto. It's elokim futa. It's simply mafut. It's like a man seduced a woman and there was no marriage at all. Rabbi Eliezer basically agrees that as long as it's done with, it was done with her knowledge, with her consent, and she's able to take care of her kiddushin, she's of that age, she needs miyun. Yes, she does need miyun. But that's about the only respect, in only that respect do we say she's considered, inverted commas, married. In all other respects, she's like a mafuta. It's like a lady who a man had an affair with or just seduced her. And for that reason, says Rabbi Eliezer, if she was a Bas Yisrael Lekoyen, if she was a Yisrael and married to a Kohen, normally a Bas Yisrael who gets married to a Kohen is allowed to eat the truma, but she can't hear. Lo Tochel B'truma. We would not let her eat truma. because she's not considered a wife. Bas Kohen Lisrael, in the other way around, if she always was eating truma because she comes from family kohenim and she had this relationship as a ketana, she got married to a Yisrael by the mother or the brother, toichel b'truma, we say she can eat truma. In other words, normally, when she gets married to a Yisrael, a kohenes who's been eating truma all her life gets married to Yisrael, cannot eat truma anymore because she's lost her rights by being married to Yisrael. Here, we would disregard this marriage to the husband, and husband who's Yisrael would not disqualify her from eating truma. Why? Because she's not considered married to him. Again, the only in only one respect is she considered married, and that is that to get out of it she needs miyan. That's about the only thing. The Gemara brings another opinion, and that is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says differently. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says that it's disregard everything and she doesn't get anything, her action has no consequence, and her husband cannot even break her vows and is not Yerusha, can't make himself Tommy to her if he was a Kohen. Completely. No, not his wife at all. In contrast to that, the Gemara brings a brisa that Rabbi Yeshua argues, and he says, no, the husband is zoicha, and he has the rights in something she finds. He has the rights to break her neder. He has the rights to be yorusha, to inherit her, and to make himself tommy for her if she dies. Mm-hmm. Yes, according to Rabbi Yeshua, she is considered a wife in all respects if she was married with her consent, with her knowledge, and she was obviously of an age that she can understand that. And basically, she can, in all respects, we say it's his wife. The only one thing that Rabbi Yeshua would not say, is that if she was a Bas Yisrael, married to a Kohen, and she was young, married to a Kohen at that age, she can only eat Truma Drabonon. We wouldn't let her eat Truma Min HaTorah. But other than that, it's completely the opposite of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says she is considered his wife as long as she's married, as long as she hasn't given Miyun yet. Who's the halacha like? The halacha is like this opinion, like the latter opinion. Not like the opinion in our Mishnah, but like the dissenting view of Rabbi Yeshua, which appears in the Braisa. He considered his wife in all these halachas. Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Kol akova shohi min ha'ish. Any obstacle or anything that's stopping, that comes from the man, if it's coming from the man, he's the one who causes the fact that his wife will go away from him, or his wife is going to leave him. If he's the cause of that, ki'ilu hi ishta, we say it's as if she is his wife. V'chol akovah she'eina minish, but if the reason for the stopping of the relationship is coming from not him, but it's coming, let's say, from her, Kilo and Ishto would say it's as if she's not his wife. There is a machlokes as to what these words mean. They're rather mysterious on the first value. What does that mean exactly? There are two different opinions in the Gemara. We're going to learn it the way Abaye Bar Avin and Rav Chanina Bar Avin learn it, which is what the way that most Mefarshim learn, and they read it as follows. If he gives her a get, this man gives her a get. This is a ketana. This is a girl who is a minor, right? Who doesn't really need a get. But if he gives her a get, that shows that he is the one who was breaking the relationship. Since she didn't give miyun, she has demonstrated that she would stay happy, at least stay married with him. But it was he, the akova was he. He is the one who is the one who's breaking it. And because of that, we say she's considered his wife, ki eloi ishtai. What's the significance of that? Significance is that let's say after he gives her the get, let's say he wants to marry her relatives. He can't. If she wants to marry his relatives, can't. Like the halacha is, a person cannot marry the relatives of someone he's divorced or she was divorced from. That's because the akova came from the ish. The thing that's breaking the relationship or what's stopping the relationship is coming from him. If, however, it's coming from her, Let's say she gave me, and rather than him giving her a get, she decided to declare, I don't want to be married to him, she gave me on. Then we say that she was never, it's considered as if she never was his wife. What's the impact of that? What's the significance? That after she goes out of his house, after she is mine, if she wants to get married to his brother, to other relatives, no problem. If he wants to get married to her relatives, her sister, whatever, again, no problem. Why? Because we say it's as if she was never his wife. This is the way that Rosh Mefarshim learn. And if that's the case, it serves, this Mishnah serves as an introduction to the next Mishnah, which is going to describe these very halachas.